way you achieve universal telephone service is to cross-subsidize. That as revenues were increasing in long lines, the area that was being deregulated or where competition was being introduced, that the revenues you could get out of that would be used to support a low-cost access system to the telephone in your home. And we built up to our 90-95% service, universal service, on the basis of this social policy, where we internalize. We had the capacity in a monopoly system, in a regulated monopoly system, to internalize the social costs of having a universal telephone system. We did it internally because we had the capability of running a monopoly in that fashion. Well, the moment you introduce competitive forces, then obviously you're breaking up and reducing the capacity to internalize the social costs of anything that you're trying to do.
Take a look at the possibility that some of these synergies will simply result in larger, possibly monopolistic telecommunications corporations of a size and magnitude beyond what we can currently conceive. We'll be right back.
fucking forgot my birthday.
Write this next chapter in the history of the telephone.